Kevin Winston Jr. is poised to break out in this Robert Saleh defense, and that is the central question of today's safeties preview as we get ready for Titans training camp. Happy Monday, everybody. This is the Music City Audible. Let's get to it. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the Music City Audible, a Tennessee Titans podcast. I'm your host, Justin Graver, full-time NFL podcast producer for Odyssey, and joining me, as always, the managing editor of TitanSize.com, publisher for NFL Draft on SI, my co-host, Justin Mello. Justin, we're talking safeties today, and we're 24 hours, give or take, depending on the exact release time of Cam Ward's quarterback season, dropping on Netflix, every episode dropping tomorrow. I am curious, though, is it like midnight tonight it comes out? Is there like a set time for the release? All I know is I'm going to be glued to my TV as soon as that drops. But we are talking training camp, positional preview series rolls on. Did the offense last week, defense this week, safeties today. How's it going?
I'm doing well, doing well. Yes, excited for the release of quarterback on Netflix. Hopefully there's more Cam Ward. Something tells me we're going to be a bit disappointed by how much Cam Ward is included in that, but we'll see. We'll see soon.
Excited. Actually, Justin, I have spoken with Dan Hanzus, host of Heed the Call podcast, my full-time job that I produce, and somehow, some way, through his connections, you know, he worked at NFL Media for a long time, Dan has had an advanced screening of quarterback. And he talked about this on the last Heed the Call podcast we did the Thursday before. We did one for yesterday, but before we went on our little break last week, he talked about how he is excited for the world to be introduced formally to Cam Ward. He's excited for me to be able to see this season. He said he learned a lot about the Titans quarterback. So I'm actually really excited about it. And I'm really excited to break it down with you on this show. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to give everybody a chance to really watch it. So yep, we're not going to talk about it this week. We're going to finish out our training camp positional preview series. And then I think next Monday, hopefully you've had a chance to watch it by then, because Justin and I are going to just react and break down Cam Ward's parts in quarterback. But anyway, we are continuing on with the safeties today. Do you want to get to that? Sorry for derailing whatever you were about to say.
No, all good. Excited to talk about the safeties. The central question for today's show.
And not to derail you again, but one last time, just because I brought it up, I did look it up. It actually does drop at midnight Pacific time tonight, 2 o'clock a.m. Central time. So by the time everybody wakes up tomorrow, quarterback will be available to watch.
And I hope Kevin Winston Jr. watches it, because that's who we're actually talking about today. The central question for our safeties preview episode for Titans training camp, Kevin Winston Jr. going to break out in 2026? I believe he is. The Titans are setting up the sophomore safety for a pretty big season. You know, they drafted him in the 80s last year after trading back in the second round with the Seattle Seahawks, picking up a third round pick they didn't initially have. And they take Kevin Winston with that third round pick, kind of ease him into the lineup. You know, he missed the first several games as he was still kind of dealing with the lingering effects of the partially torn ACL he suffered at Penn State. Kind of led to some difficulties, if I'm recalling correctly, with his hamstring. They were directly correlated at Titans training camp. Ends up starting the year on, I think it was the physically unable to perform list. And then he makes his debut midway through the season. Played pretty well down the stretch before landing on season-ending IR with another hamstring-related issue. Titans season was totally lost at that point. But sure, you might have liked to see him, you know, finish it out healthy, you know, could use all the reps he could have gotten. But going into the offseason, you know, they cut Xavier Woods, who they had signed just last offseason to be a starting safety. And there wasn't a lot of money to be saved by cutting Xavier Woods this offseason. They only saved a couple of million dollars, money they didn't really need, considering they had, you know, they committed over $300 million. To free agency. They didn't need that Xavier Woods money. They wanted it. I think a lot of that had to do with removing any roadblocks from Kevin Winston Jr.'s way, you know, from him being a starting safety this year. So they're betting big on Kevin Winston. I'm really excited to watch him in this Robert Saleh defense. I'll be honest with you. Maybe I'm getting ahead of my skis here a little bit. The only question I have on Kevin Winston is health. I've got a lot of faith that if he's healthy, he's going to be really good and really effective in this defense. So I'm banking on a breakout year for Kevin Winston Jr.
I think it's highly likely based on his draft pedigree, what he was rated as a prospect, the flashes that we saw last year, even if there were some inconsistencies, it's expected for a rookie who missed most of the season with an ACL recovery. But if you just look at what coaches are saying about Kevin Winston Jr. this offseason, a lot of them, unprompted, have just been praising Kevin Winston Jr. specifically. Robert Saleh said that Winston looks bigger, stronger, and faster. I'm not sure what he's comparing it to since he wasn't here last year. Marquand Manuel has talked about how much he loves football and how amazing it is to coach somebody who loves football, doing a really good job of coming in, learning the small nuances of the position, and understanding what they're asking of him. And so it's really nice to see that. I mean, you expect the coaches to talk good about the players, especially in spring and the mini camp. Oh. But it's nice to see that a lot of the unprompted compliments for Kevin Winston Jr. just sort of indicate a breakout, and you're hearing a similar line from the beat writers who have been out there saying he's active around the ball, even like tackling players to the ground during no contact padless practices, which, like, maybe that's not great, but you love the enthusiasm.
I'll say this, just in response to your comment about what's Robert Saleh comparing it to. He wasn't here last year. Number one, he's watched the tape, right? So he could probably assess Kevin Winston's, you know, physique and body composition last year on tape versus what he sees in person this year. And don't forget, Tony Oden was here last year, and Robert Saleh retained him as an assistant coach in the DB room that he worked with previously with the New York Jets. So he could also be getting some of that information from Tony Oden, who would have seen Kevin Winston in person last year and this year. Maybe I'm grasping at straws, but I think those two things probably give Robert Saleh at least a decent indicator on where, and he played against Kevin Winston last year with the 49ers, so he would have seen him in person on the field. So a couple of reasons why Robert Saleh might feel comfortable commenting on how Kevin Winston Jr. looks this year.
He's also BSing us. I mean, let's just call it what it is. He's
very
just...
well, very well could be. but we're expecting big things from Kevin Winston Jr. for the Titans in 2026. I'm going to transition to talk about his partner a little bit. Yeah. Amani Hooker, who he's going to be starting opposite. I think the most, tied for being the most tenured Titan on the team. He was drafted the same year as Jeffrey Simmons. I don't think there's anyone else. It's not like Brett Kern or, you know, is here anymore. Like, I'm pretty sure Amani Hooker is tied for being the most tenured Titan on the team. He'll be the starter opposite Kevin Winston. I'm going to keep this relatively short, I think. But I'm banking on a bounce back year for Amani Hooker. I don't think he was particularly good last year. I think he was all right at best. That's a little disappointing because I thought he had his best year as a Titan the season prior in 2024 when he had a career-high 5 interceptions. Now, not to absolve Amani Hooker of blame, you know, completely last year, but one of the things I'm projecting that contributed to his downgrade in play was the lack of reliability and communication, you know, in the defensive back room. As a safety, you know, you're relying on your corners. He goes into the season thinking, okay, I'm going to be playing with L'Jarius Sneed, Roger McCreary, and Jarvis Brownlee. They trade Jarvis Brownlee after what, week two, week three? But it was really early in the year. L'Jarius Sneed ends up being a mainstay on IR like he always was. And then they trade Roger McCreary and hear the deadline. Like, okay, now it's Jalen Armour Davis and Kyer Elam. And I don't even remember who Daryl Baker Jr. And who else? Sam Womack got into that room for a little bit. Like, it was just a revolving door of cornerbacks for Amani Hooker. He had a first-year partner in Xavier Woods at safety. Then they try to ease in Kevin Winston. They didn't make Amani Hooker's job easy at all last year. I think it's going to be a lot better. Now, he's got new guys to acclimate to, but the point is, at least the ones he's, you know, the ones he's going to spend training camp acclimating to are going to be the ones who actually play. They're not going to trade all the cornerbacks in the middle of the year like they did last year. So, of course, that relies on health a little bit too. But, you know, I don't think they're trading Alante Taylor and Cordell Flott. So I think that's going to give Amani Hooker an advantage. Being coached by Robert Saleh is going to help a lot. I'll go on record. I don't have a lot to say about Amani Hooker, but I'll go on record and say I'm going to predict a bounce back year for him, and I'm going to predict he leads the Titans in interceptions this year. He'll have at least 4 of them. I'll go on the record with at least 4 picks for Amani Hooker.
I like those predictions. I'd love to see a cornerback lead this team in interceptions for like for once or whatever. But yes, I do think Amani Hooker is the most likely culprit to do so. I think playing in this Robert Saleh defense is going to be so good for all of these players, and nothing against Denard Wilson, but Robert Saleh just has a much longer, better track record of developing young players into high-level contributors on that side of the ball. So not that Amani Hooker is a young player, but some of the players around him will be, like Kevin Winston, obviously, and Marcus Harris in the slot. The other corners are veterans, but even Cordell Flott is a pretty young player at just 24 years old. So I really like what they've done in the secondary. I needed a big infusion of talent. They have given it that, and you hope that Amani Hooker has less responsibility placed on him, less need to cover for teammates' mistakes where he right. gets himself out of position. I think that's what we saw a lot of last season. Justin, when we come back from our break, we're going to talk about the depth, who's competing for safety 4, and who is locked in as safety number 3. Stay right there. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We talk about mental health more openly now, but asking for help can still feel hard, and BetterHelp's latest research confirms it.
BetterHelp's 2026 State of Stigma report surveyed 2,000 Americans and revealed that 85% of Americans believe getting support is wise, yet 74% say society discourages people from actually doing so. What can we as a society do to close this gap between believing in mental health support and actually seeking it out?
Well, we can start by encouraging each other to seek support when we need it. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, you should know that BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform.
All you have to do to get started is fill out a short questionnaire, and BetterHelp takes care of matching you with a therapist. The best part? If you aren't happy with your match, switch to a different therapist at any time from any of BetterHelp's tailored recommendations.
Don't let stigma stand in the way of support. Start therapy with BetterHelp. Sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. Welcome back. Justin, there are 8 safeties on the roster. Well, I should say there are 7 safeties on the roster and 1 player listed as a DB, and that would be Kendall Brooks. But we know that Kendall Brooks is a safety because we've seen him play football in Tennessee before. Obviously, Amani Hooker and Kevin Winston Jr. are the top 2 guys, we think, on this roster. But they are alone.
We know they're the top 2 guys.
Well, okay, we know, but we also think. Other guys in the room include Tony Adams, who, I mean, Tony Adams is a dark horse to play the second most snaps at the safety position this year, injury or no injury. Dark horse. I'm not saying he's the favorite, but it's not out of the question that that were to happen. There's also Jarek Reed, Sanusi Kane, Eric Hallett, Bishop Fitzgerald, who's an undrafted free agent, and I mentioned Kendall Brooks. So those are the 8 safeties competing for probably 4 spots. You go ahead and write in Sharpie, Amani Hooker, Kevin Winston Jr. as the top 2. And I'm going to add in Sharpie as the safety 3, Tony Adams, who played for Robert Saleh in New York, came in this offseason as a free agent signing, and, you know, has been talked about almost as much as Kevin Winston Jr. by this coaching staff about his communication abilities and his comfortability and familiarity in this defense. And for those reasons, it depends on, you know, how training camp goes. But because of the familiarity and the knowledge of the defense and the box role that he's probably going to play as that third box safety, but sometimes in a 2 safety set, you have 1 safety deep and 1 safety in the box. Maybe Tony Adams does play a little bit of 2 safety in 2 safety looks when Winston Jr. is on the sideline. I'm just saying he is locked and loaded as the number 3 safety on this team with a chance for possibly a little bit more. I don't know.
I think he's definitely locked and loaded as the number 3 safety. I think something goes terribly wrong if he plays the second most snaps at this position.
I agree. Not good for the Titans if that is the way things develop.
And to be clear, I'll be honest. I think there's a less of a chance of it happening than you think. I think as long as they're healthy, it's going to be Hooker and Winston. But I do think Tony Adams is the clear-cut number 3. The experience with Robert Saleh with the New York Jets, as you mentioned, he's a little Xavier Woods light. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? In the sense that he is best utilized as a box safety. Now, he's a little younger, which means he's probably a bit more spry, maybe a bit more quick-footed than an Xavier Woods was. Hopefully a bit of a better tackle a better tackler than Xavier Woods was. But they've really praised the heck out of Tony Adams this offseason. Again, he knows the system. They've essentially thanked him for helping the other DBs learn the playbook and whatnot. He's certainly being very helpful when it comes to a scheme and system perspective. Definitely, he's far and away the best number three safety on the roster. And I do think he'll play a very, very decent amount. And he's a lock on the 53-man roster.
Yep, and then that leaves, you know, five guys left in this room competing for what we assume to be one spot. Well, I mean, I don't know. They may keep five safeties, but most likely they keep four safeties. And I think, like, you know, Jarek Reed, Kendall Brooks, Sanusi Kane, Eric Hallett, whatever, those guys hopefully are good. I don't know. I think the best case scenario for the Titans is that Bishop Fitzgerald, the undrafted free agent out of USC, wins the fourth spot, not because I like him or know anything about him, but just because that means that they potentially found an undrafted free agent worth rostering who is better than the guys that were making up the back end of this roster last year. It means the roster gets an upgrade if Bishop Fitzgerald is better than those guys and goes out and proves it in training camp. So I don't really know, like, I don't even want to predict who's going to win this fourth spot. I just want to say it would be best for the future of the Titans if it's the youngest undrafted guy who does it.
I get that, and I agree, because I had a draftable grade on Bishop Fitzgerald coming out of USC. I was a little surprised he went undrafted. He had like five interceptions at USC last year, some really good ball production throughout his career. Not the greatest tackler. I think that's one of the, you know, downfalls that contributed to him going undrafted. But I'm very curious to watch him at minicamp, or sorry, at training camp, because he is one of the most well-known UDFAs on the roster based on the fact that he played at USC and was very productive. I'll say this. He's what we hope for, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's Jarek Reed or Kendall Brooks, to be honest with you, because they were both here last year in some degree, and I think they both have more upside and are more familiar with special teams. Jarek Reed played a lot of special teams throughout his career in Seattle, you know, before he got to Tennessee. Played a little special teams here last year, but he got here late and he was inactive for a lot of the year. And then Kendall Brooks just kind of hung around for a little bit and has gotten into the mix at both safety and special teams. So I think that gives Jarek Reed and Kendall Brooks a leg up heading into camp. But Bishop Fitzgerald certainly has the most upside as an exciting UDFA. I think that's going to do it for the safeties preview here. A lot of hope for Kevin Winston going into the year. We think Imani Hooker has a bounce back year. What role does Tony Adams play? Who do you think is the fourth and final safety on the roster? A lot to discuss in the comments below, and we'll jump in there and discuss with you, reply to your comments. Let us know how you feel the safety room is shaping up. Until tomorrow, where we're back with another positional training camp preview on defense. Y'all stay safe out there and tighten up.
A Broadway Sports Media production.